Now the question for Steven Joyner, J-O-Y-N-E-R, April 361, address as a letter, doctor, excuse me, family practice residency, 989-629-8145. Dear sirs, a follow-up for Mr. Joyner. Advanced renal failure. Secondary to biopsy-proven diabetic glomerulosclerosis and secondary type FSGS with nephrotic range proteinuria, last visit in August. He is very careful now on diet to control diabetes and blood pressure. He's going to see Dr. Bonacci for an AB fistula. Edema improved, doing a low-salt diet, minimal pruritus, diabetes at 6.9, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no chest pain palpitations, syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, good urinal food, no cloudiness or blood, review system negative, medication list review, notice low dose of losartan, norvas, demadex, on cholesterol treatment, vitamin D-125, diabetes. Next paragraph, today weight 170. Blood pressure in the 130s over 70s. Alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Does have a loud aortic systolic murmur on the apical area, no pericardial rap, no ascites, tenderness or masses. Today no major edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. September creatinine, an improvement from 4.2, 4.6 down to 3.3 for a GFR of 20. A normal sodium, a potassium of 5.1, normal acid-base nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 11.2. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5. Next number, renal biopsy, diabetic glomerulosclerosis and secondary type FSGS. Next number, nephrotic range proteinuria, presently normal albumin and no edema, so no syndrome. Next number, anemia has not required EPO treatment. Next number, monitor sodium potassium acid base, presently stable. Next number, phosphorus, keep it under 4.8. He is 4.8, continue diet, no binders. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, blood pressure appears fairly well controlled, tolerating low-dose ARB losartan, among others. Next number, diabetes better control. Next number, transplantation. His brother has volunteered to do it. He has a referral to University of Michigan. They have not called him back. An issue is going to be insurance. He is willing to talk to surgeon for the AB fistula. He is willing to do blood testing on a monthly basis. He is not able to afford any time off work to have the AV fistula immediately, so we will wait a little bit longer. We start dialysis based on symptoms. He has young kids at home, around 13 years old. He keeps himself very physically active besides work. He walks a lot, hobbies like metal detection, as well as pushing a mechanical mower. He has 2.5 acres to do. He's going to have upcoming cataract surgery on the right October 4, on the left November 1st. From the renal standpoint, there is no contraindication. End of dictation.